Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, that makes you a highly intelligent individual, and we don't care where you are. We don't care how you're listening, internet, radio, subspace frequency. We don't care about any of that. We're just glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Kerrigan is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because there is only maybe one or two people in our brain trust who have been on the show longer than she has. Karen joined us within the first, 3 weeks of being on the air, way back in 97. And God help her, she's still with us. She still keeps coming back. I don't know if that's exactly why, but I'm not going to question it. I'm glad she's doing it. Karen is, you've heard me say before, folks, nobody on the planet, pound for pound, does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan and her organization. She's the president, the CEO, and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And I'm glad to say, I'm very proud to say, she's my friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you, that's for sure. I keep coming back because you just make me feel really good about myself, you know?
Well, you have
a ER, particularly on Monday morning.
You should feel good about yourself. You have a right to. And by the way, folks, she's not just my friend, she's your friend. And the reason I say that and the reason I know that is because I know how hard she works on behalf of you and me to try to get some of the small business public policy issues move over in our favor. But Karen, we've had a mixed bag in the last 30 days, haven't we?
Oh, we have.
We got good tax, got some good news on tax extensions, tax break extensions, but we went down on the health care issues and we went down on the death tax issues last week. And so I'll tell you what, Karen, on the whole, I'm feeling a little down right now about public policy. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we, in a sense, you know, it is the Senate, after all. We yeah. feel really good about everything we can get through the House, and that's always, you know, the good news. And in fact, over on the House side, we generally have been getting things through tax and health care and other initiatives on a pretty good bipartisan basis. There's mm-hmm. sometimes 30 up to 50 or 60 members of the Democratic Party in the House who move forward with stuff that we're working on. You know, over in the Senate side, it's a different story. It's
the prima donna side.
You know, it's very difficult over there because, you know, when you talk about the death tax, I mean, the vote on last week that we had on Thursday was just a motion to proceed on the debate. It wasn't any type of vote to repeal the death tax or support, you know, one reform initiative over the other. It was just a move to, you know, keep the debate going to consider death tax repeal or even any type of compromise that might come up. So, you know, in talking to some of the senators when they stopped by an event that we had up on the Hill last week, I mean, they said, you know, they negotiated with the Democrats on a good faith basis, you know, to move it past the debate stage, and they thought this would not be a problem, and so they felt that you know, they didn't keep their word. And so it's getting very political. You know, from our perspective, we rated the vote. We said, look, it, you know, a vote against the cloture vote, a motion to proceed, is a vote against any type of death tax reform or repeal, whether it's permanent repeal or even, as most senators say, you know, therefore, some type of, you know, relief or lifting of the exemption or lowering the rates. But we said, well, how could you be for any type of, you know, change to the death tax if you can't even vote on the motion to proceed, you
right.
know, to the next level? So I think they thought that people out there would be confused by this and no one was paying attention. But we're going to get the word out that
absolutely.
You know, this was a significant vote.
That's right.
And if your senator voted against the motion to proceed, and there were some Republicans that voted against it.
Well, we had
Democrats who voted for it.
Exactly. Well, we had, you know, my three favorites are Jumpin' Jeffords, who's already gone over to the independent side.
Right.
I'm sure he voted against it. And then we have Lincoln, what I call Leapin' Lincoln, which is Lincoln Chafee of Rhode
right.
Island, a uh-huh. Republican who voted against it. And then we have the other guy, the other part of the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, the three monkeys up there, and that's Vasilaten Voinovich out of Ohio.
You know, it's very difficult, with Voinovich because, you know, he does vote with you on some things. I mean, his whole hang up on the tax votes is always like, well, this is going to swell the deficit and we can't afford to do this.
Why didn't he just stop spending then?
Well, you know, that's true. But also, as you know, when you cut these taxes, more revenues come in.
And
from
right.
a competitiveness perspective, his manufacturing base needs this.
That's absolutely right.
In his state.
The death tax is a bad tax. It should never have been instituted to start with. It needs to go away. And we're going to talk about some other people who campaigned on this issue and then backed out at the last minute. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan.
It's great.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen Kerrigan, it's K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N if you're Googling her. And I encourage you to check out her website, which is sbecouncil.org. And Karen, tell us what we'll find there.
Oh, lots of stuff. Well, you will find our latest vote ratings of members of Congress, and those were posted just last week, and those are on the website. You'll find some of our latest releases on legislation, some of our letters that have gone up to the Hill, one last week supporting Senator Larry Craig's efforts to repeal a withholding tax provision that was stuffed in the tax bill
mm-hmm.
signed by Bush. You'll see some health care letters that we sent to Shattuck on a health care initiative that will be voted on in the near future in the House, the Health Care Choice Act. My latest columns on the American City Business Journal and Fox News. I'm now writing a piece for Fox News called the Small Business Beltway Report.
All right.
And my latest column
Good for
is
you.
Up there. So there is studies and you name it. Ray Keating, his latest columns. Every week we have a new fact of the week. We update it almost every day because, you know, something's happening every day that impacts small business.
And is the voting index still up there? Have we gotten that back up there where I can tell how my members of Congress
Absolutely.
Voted?
Absolutely. If you go right to the main page, you'll
That's
see
the most valuable thing in the world, folks, to for you to
yeah.
decide to see. And let me tell you a quick story, Karen. I think I've told you this before. I've told the audience, but it's been a while back. My own congressman, I checked out. I knew I was going to be seeing him. This has been three or four years ago. And I knew I was going to be seeing him at a meeting. I was actually hosting him at a meeting. And I went and checked out his voting record, and it had slipped below 70%. And I when I talked to him, I said, look, I noticed your voting record for small businesses slipped below 70%. He was surprised, Karen. He actually didn't realize that that's what had happened.
Mm.
And I showed him where his voting record had gone astray. And in the next Congress, he'd gotten well back above, well above 70%.
Well, that's good.
And
yeah.
so, and the thing, and he's a Democrat, but the thing is that, sometimes they need to know how they're voting. They don't always know that they're hurting small business owners if we don't tell them.
Yeah, they don't understand the cumulative impact of all their votes. And, if they say they're for small business, from our perspective, they have to consistently vote for small business. And we tell them, we send letters up on when we're key voting something. So,
well, we don't. What I like about what you guys do, Karen, is you don't let them get away with the rhetoric. You don't
right.
let them just say, "Oh, yes, we're for small businesses." It's become a little, a little mantra for them for any politician, to throw in small businesses, and they're supposed to make all of us. We're supposed to all feel warm and fuzzy. Well, you know what? As my grandmother used to say, the proof's in the pudding.
Oh, absolutely.
Show me the. I worship it in politics. I worship at the throne of results.
Oh, no, it's true. It's true. And, you know, there's some people that if they don't score high, they say, oh, well, you're partisan. And we'll say, no, no, no. We send a letter up telling them when we're going to key vote legislation, and then we let the chips fall where they may. You know, we tabulate the votes after the first session, and it's clearly... I go, you know, if you think, go talk to your small business constituents, and they will tell you that what we're rating are the key issues that they're concerned about. And they are. And what you've done with your ratings in terms of, you know, holding your member accountable is what we want all small business owners to do.
And it's easy
and then
to
we'll
do.
We'll have a pro-small business, you know, we'll get some more votes out of it.
Absolutely, folks. This is how you do it. This makes a difference. And that's the thing, what I like about your site, is the easiest thing in the world to do. It's kind of fun, folks, to go there. And it's called, tell me the name of the, I always forget the name of it, Karen. The index? Is it the voting
the
index?
Yeah, small business, oh, you mean the vote ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the SEC Council Congressional Vote Ratings. It's right on the main page. We just posted it last week.
Used to be on the right, as I remember, last time I was there.
And it's the fresh ratings.
Right.
They came out just last week. We had awards ceremony up on the Hill of this.
And you'll identify the key votes that were affecting small businesses, and they can see how their member voted, see how your congressional member voted, how your senators voted on those issues, and take them to task on these things. And see, that's so much better to me, Karen. It's important that they hear from us about individual issues, but I really think that if you can let them know that you're tracking them, you're not just a Johnny One Note kind of a, you know, single issue type of guy who wants, or person who just wants this one particular issue. You're tracking their small business activity. That gets their attention.
It really does. And, you know, what we did this year too is we we averaged all the congressional delegations to see which congressional delegations from which states were the most small business friendly. So,
mm-hmm.
That's another thing you can do is you go on into that document and see where your state delegation ranked with other states throughout the country. And, if you're from the Northeast, you're not going to be surprised probably that your congressional delegation is down near the bottom or in the pro-small business friendly states where, you know, all the businesses are flocking in the population.
Right.
They tend to have, you know, better delegations. But that matters as well. You know, so, again, it just helps us to educate the public and educate the
voters. And there are Democrats
the media
out there.
In terms of not only how they voted individually, but also how they voted their delegations as well.
And there are Democrats who are pro-small business, and there are Republicans who need to work on their small business
approach. Oh, you're going to be surprised
approach.
By some of those ratings, Jim,
exactly.
When you look at those. Yes.
I think you may be. They may be saying they're for us, but they may not be voting for us. Tintil will be right back with Karen Kerrigan. That website is sbecouncil.org.
Only you can make all this world seem wrong.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and CEO and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that pound for pound, as you've heard me say many times before, nobody pound for pound gets more done for small business owners than this group. And the reason I say pound for pound is because it's not a big organization. It's a very tight, very, very lean and mean organization. And I encourage you folks to check out their website and to join the organization as I have done, and to make a little contribution to what they do. It helps them to keep the fight going for you and me up on Capitol Hill and also out in the state houses. And it's just a good way to feel like you've got some representation and somebody you can talk to. And also, Karen, what I look to for you guys is I look to you guys to help me sort through the weeds of some of these issues that I just don't have time to see what all these things mean. I need you to help me determine, you know, what's the small business angle in some of these things.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through. I mean, you know, a good example of that was, you know, the tax bill passed by both houses and signed by President Bush. There was a lot of good stuff in there.
But mostly just extensions, though, weren't they?
Yeah, but, you know, there's also some bad things that kick in 2011,
yep.
like the withholding on government all government contractors at every level of government. But our concern not only is on, you know, what that means for the competitiveness of small contractors and their cash flow, but just, you know, the camel's nose under the tent to all independent contractors and, you know, potentially eroding that model that's just
right.
really important to entrepreneurship in this country and how people start their businesses and, you know, grow their businesses. So, you know, there's those things that we look at and project out and say, look at what are the long-term or the unintended consequences of, you know, Congress doing something that people aren't even thinking about right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Karen, we really have small business owners, unfortunately, really have to work hard to keep our issues up on the table, don't we? Because we get pushed aside by so many things. The largest sector of the economy, the largest sector of the largest economy on the planet, is the aggregation of small businesses, and yet we're treated like stepchildren.
Well, you know, I just, you know, time and time again, everyone says they're for small business, and then, you know, we're, you know, when Sarbanes-Oxley, you know, passed, for example, we were screaming to high heaven with respect to the impact on emerging companies and small
Absolutely.
Public companies. But, you know, everyone was just, you know, they just didn't pay attention to that. They, you know, even with a lot of these regulations that have been put into place post 9/11, there are lots and lots of there's huge burdens and impacts on the transportation sector, the tourism sector. And we think things can be done. We know that things have to be done in a post-9/11 world, but we also think things can be done, you know, smartly while maintaining our security and maintaining the vibrancy of our economy. So there's just so much going on. You're absolutely right, Jim. You not only are we trying to go on offense on issues, but we're playing an awful lot of defense all the time, too.
Well, don't you feel like Alice sometimes? You have to run as fast as you can just to stay in one place?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know, yeah, you got to feel that way.
You do, but then you also, in order to get things done, you have to pick your issues and focus.
Right.
As you know, it's like a, you know, running a business,
right.
too. If you're going to you know, get things done and stay, serve your clients or your constituents, and our, you know, in our instance, it's our members, you know, we have to get things done, and we have to focus and pick those issues that are going to matter.
What's the next single biggest issue that we all need to be focused on? I got about a minute.
Well, you know, I still think it's health care.
Can we resurrect? What do we got to do to resurrect small business health plans?
Well, we do have a vote coming up in the House on the Health Care Choice Act with the Shadegg's bill in the next couple
right.
of weeks. So that's going to be key.
But the House is not where we're stuck.
Enzi stopped by the awards ceremony to get his award
right.
last week, and he said it's not dead. You know,
Senator Enzi, who was the sponsor of the original small business health plans in the Senate.
Right, right. Well, he moved through the, you know, sort of like the second,
right.
you know, the second bill, which was still good. Our concern, though, is if you compromise too much, then really what type of an impact
what have you got?
Have from a, you know, from lowering small business costs.
Right. But should we take what we can get, Karen, and build on that?
Well, we're going to have to see what comes out, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, there could be amendments slapped on.
Well, we expect you to keep us posted on that as all that rolls out,
but
Karen.
But also, we have to watch what's happening in the states on health care, too. All these new mandates and costs
right.
and payer plight, that is, I think, another issue that we're really watching
right.
to see how much steam that gets. The Massachusetts model, the Romney model,
right.
how far that's
going
to go.
We can't let that happen, exactly.
Right.
Thanks, Karen. See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.